Hi, everyone. Good evening. I'm Marshall Price, curator of modern and contemporary art here at the National Academy, and welcome to the November issue of the review panel. It's wonderful to see everybody. Before I introduce the moderator of the review panel, I'd just like to pass along some information. You'll note that the next installment of the review panel is December 6th with Becky Brown, Dennis Carden, and Raphael Rubenstein. So please mark your calendars for that. I'd also encourage you to see the exhibition in our school gallery before you leave this evening on the relativity of distance. I think you'll be surprised to see what we have on view there. Next weekend, we have a special treat here at the National Academy. For the first year in its existence, the Academy is participating in Performa, and we will be presenting Callie Spooner's And You Were Wonderful on Stage. It's the premier U.S. performance by a very talented up-and-coming British performance artist. It's Friday and Saturday evenings. We have two performances per evening. You can get tickets on the Performa website, and we have very limited seating, so if you'd like to come, please make sure that you get your tickets in advance. And then on November 13th, we have an exciting panel, Painters on Painting, with David Diao, Carolee Schneeman, Julie Heffernan, and Alexi Wirth, and that's in conjunction with the wonderful See It Loud exhibition currently on view. So if you haven't seen that, please do so. Now, the National Academy is grateful to the New York State Council on the Arts and the Department of Cultural Affairs for its continued support of programming here at the Academy. And with that being said, I'd like to introduce the moderator of tonight's review panel, the publisher and editor of artcritical.com, and longtime collaborator with us here at the National Academy, David Cohen. Please welcome David.
Thank you very much indeed, Marshall, and to all the wonderful staff here at the Academy for making this program possible and for being such generous visionary collaborators. It really feels all the more gratifying. We're in, I believe, our ninth year now of the review panel, coming up for our 10th anniversary this time next year. And it's just wonderful now to be really nestled within such a vibrant program of public education and debate and forums of artists talking about their work. It's exciting to have seen the institution continue to evolve in vibrancy. So welcome to the review panel. Please put your hands up if this is the first time you've attended the review panel. Quite a number of you. Excellent. Well, welcome for your sake, and also just to remind those who may have forgotten of our format. It is simplicity itself. We the panel, and you, the audience, have had the chance to go and see four exhibitions that really do represent something of a spread geographically and institutionally, venue-wise, of art exhibitions in New York City. We show PowerPoint presentations of two shows at a time, and then the panel discusses the shows. There's an opportunity for the audience to let off steam and share their views on what we've been discussing, and then we repeat the exercise for the last two exhibitions. It's my great pleasure to introduce my guests this evening. On my right, your left, is Faye Hirsch. Faye is an editor-at-large in Art in America, for a magazine with which she has a very long and illustrious relationship, having been a senior editor in the past. She is now taken on a rather exciting educational role. She is the coordinator of the MFA program at SUNY Purchase, and that is Faye Hirsch. Next along, Joan Waltermat. Joan is director of the Hofberger School at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and she is an artist and writer. As an artist, she had a show which closed last night at Schema Gallery in Brooklyn, and she is now represented by Von Barta Gallery, Von Barta Contemporary in London. She's an editor at large at the Brooklyn Rail and a contributing editor at artcritical.com. Stephen Main is a stalwart and long contributor at Art Critical, but like Joan, he is entitled to be known first and foremost as a practitioner. His work has been seen in the past at Minus Gallery. He has a solo exhibition opening in the spring at 490 Atlantic in Brooklyn. And he's also actually in a group show that's curated by Kim Uchiyama that opens next weekend, Friday night, I believe, at...
Thursday, I'm told.
Thursday. Open to the public on Friday morning, but to exclusive people like us, we
Good
can go
save,
to the
David.
Opening on Thursday evening. The group show Physical Property at Brian Morris Gallery here in the city. Stephen is also an instructor at the School of Visual Arts, and he's written for a great number of publications. Currently, he's most often to be seen in Art News and Artillery Magazine. A distinguished panel, please welcome them. I would just like to extend a thank you and a welcome. I can't yet say thank you because he hasn't done it, but Isaac Durfel joins us as our new recording engineer for the first 60 installments of the review panel. It was a gentleman named Graham White. But Isaac is taking over, important role, because all the past, apart from a couple of glitches, most of the past review panels can be heard as a rather valuable archive, though I say it myself, at artcritical.com of podcasts covering now several, many score, some score, scores of exhibitions. Why are we using such archaic terms as scores? Dozens upon dozens of exhibitions can be heard, discussions. I'm told by many artists that it's a wonderful thing to listen to while you're painting. People used to listen to jazz or Mozart, but now apparently they listen to Roberta Smith and David Cohen and Rob Storr and Stephen Main disagreeing on what's important in contemporary art.
I don't recommend it.
You don't recommend it? Well, I do. I once had the amazing experience when I first met John Zuria, artist in San Francisco. He came up to me in a restaurant and said, "You're David Cohen. I recognize your voice from the review panel." So you can have such an experience too if you tune into artcritical.com/the review panel.